I'm the Doctor.
It's clobbering time.
Engage.
Shazam!
Chevron 7, lock.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight.
Kawabunga.
Welcome, everybody, to Heroes Asylum, issue 33. That's right, we are the podcast that Gotham needs, not the one it deserves. Here I am once again, folks. My name is Captain Mike. I got Kane sitting here.
Captain, what's going on? Or should I say good morning to you?
Good morning, yes, yes. Captain went out and was mingling with the inmates last night and had a long night.
Yes, and there's pictures online if you ever care at the Heroes Asylum page. Just check it out.
Yes, thank you for to Melissa and Michelle and Dan. At least two of those are new inmates for us. So I want to say thank you guys. I know I had a blast. Kane had some other engagement to take care of. So
family things.
See, like I told you, man, that's what happens when you let me out be unsupervised. I need you there, man. I just need you.
Yeah, and then literally the inmates are running the asylum again.
So
remember, you run the asylum. You're not one of the inmates anymore.
So. Well, no, that's the problem here. I mean, we are the inmates that run this asylum. So yeah, we do some stupid things sometimes, but that's okay. We are here for again issue 33, and we're gonna talk. Not a lot of news dropped. I mean, we had Big D23 last week, huge bunches of news. But really, we're going to kind of cover some like trailers that dropped this week. That was like kind of the big thing this week was a few trailers dropped, a couple I'm excited about, one I'm not so cool on. But, you know, we're going to kind of break them down, talk to them, throw out our opinions about them and see what you got.
Sir.
And you were saying I didn't find any news. You were saying you did not either.
No, I didn't really find anything. Mostly what I saw this week was a lot of trailers dropping. Actually, there's not three. There's actually four. I just looked at my notes and there's a fourth trailer.
I thought there was a fourth one out there.
Yeah, there is a fourth one, and I think we'll leave this one. I mean, depending, we could leave it at first or last. It's up to you.
Well, let's go. Yeah, let's make it a. Keep it going. Make it fun. See what you got there. What was the one that I couldn't remember?
Well, the first trailer, I think it was the first one that I think it dropped this week or might have been middle of the week, was the final and second trailer for Todd Phillips' Joker movie dropped this week.
Yes.
And I'm going to be honest up front, very honest, I was totally against this movie. I did not want a Joker origin movie. I did not want a Joker anything movie. However, I have known to have been wrong many times. And I gotta say, after watching this trailer, I'm totally digging the vibe. I'm a big Scorsese fan. I like Casino. I like Goodfellas. I like all those type of gangster movies. And this trailer and this movie reminds me of a Scorsese movie. Just like the cinematography, the color palette of the Joker. I mean, just everything about it. And Joaquin, he's just very unsettling as this Arthur Fleck who would eventually become the Joker. Somebody wrote online, actually one of my personal pages, but the trailer reminded him of an old Scorsese movie. It's called The King of Comedy. And I didn't get the parallels until I actually watched The King of Comedy a couple nights ago. And I'm like, oh, I see. And I gotta admit, like, Mike, I know you were totally against this movie as well, but now it's kind of piqued my interest, and I think it's probably one of my top movies to watch in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'm still against it in the fact that they're calling it Joker. It's a great-looking movie. I don't think they need to strap a Joker title to it, because there's no way in this movie that, for everything I've seen, that you're not going to make him a sympathetic character. And Joker's not a sympathetic character. You don't want to put sympathy for the devil to steal from the Rolling Stones. And that's kind of what I see, and I just don't want to see it. I will want to see what they do in this story. Your friend is right. Very reminiscent of the Kings of Comedy, or the King of Comedy. But I just... Yeah, I don't. If they didn't have the Joker title on it, I would be so awesome with this. That's the only thing I'm starting to see more of a trend coming down from Hollywood, and I don't like that they're taking the things that we love and they're taking the visual concept of it, but strapping on their own, you know, thoughts and their own beliefs, sometimes some very political beliefs. And I don't like that idea. We as comic book fans want to watch these movies that we read, these books that we read and these stories we read. We want to see them on the big screen. We don't want to see them twisted and morphed into something that is not them. And that's looking forward to it. Can't wait for it. I really want to see it. I just don't. To me, it's not the Joker.
They can call it something else. I agree. But in this world, you know, of making movies is not cheap. And the Joker is a valuable IP from DC. And I guess, you know, if I'm thinking the studio way, you know, to be devil's advocate, you know, I want to slap that title and get some, I want to get the name out there. I want to get a buzz. I want people to see this movie so they can, you know, reap the financial rewards. They want to make that money back. So I guess I agree with you 100%. I wish the name of the movie wasn't Joker. I wish it was like, I don't know, Arthur Flack Goes to the Bathroom or something. Just something off-putting and different. It doesn't have to be Joker. So, you know, because this is not the Joker I grew up with. It's not the Joker from DC, obviously.
It's no Joker we know. I mean, I know.
No.
I know you and I always talk about the Elseworld comment, you know, about the, you know, how Elseworld's worlds can be whatever they want. But it's, again, I think this is going to throw the normies off that they're not going to understand that that's not Joker. That's a different take. It's not what he is. And that's what I think is going to, I like, and I understand directors and writers want to have their own, you know, creative input and things of that nature. But when you are already taking an established story, an established character, an established archetype, I mean, really, when you bore down into these characters, they are archetypes, and you can't change the archetype because then you change what the character represents. And the character of the Joker has always been chaos incarnate. And there's no sympathy to him. He is not Thanos. You don't look at him and go, oh, I can kind of see, you know, poor guy. You know, I can see his mindset. That's what I see they're setting up in this. And I just think it's going to cause more confusion so that way when they go, and maybe if DC does decide to actually try to do a Joker in the next Batman, or those normies out there that are watching this are going to go, is that the same guy? That's a Joker, right? So I'm going to see that guy. And that character, but you're not going to see that guy in that character. And I think it's, and then when they don't see that guy in that character, they're going to turn off from wanting to watch those movies because they're going to be confused. I think I said it a couple of episodes ago where, you know, if you confuse the moviegoers, they're going to ignore you and not want to see your product. And I just think that's dangerous.
No, I mean, we're going to see. I mean, it's going to come out in a couple of weeks. And so far, what I've read online, it's just, they praise Joaquin and they praise the film. So, you know, I can't wait to just, you know, get my hands in and watch this movie myself and absorb it a couple
times.
Again,
I'm not taking away from the movie at all. I love the way it looks. I can't wait to see it. I'm just thinking long term and really what they're trying to use as the source material. You know, stick to your source material. Yeah, change the storylines. Oops. Change the storylines a little bit. But, you know, you can't change the, like I said, the essence of that character. It ruins a lot of things. You know, you don't have to do the same. I don't want to see the same exact stories. I know I made that comment earlier. I don't want to see the same story I saw in a book. You know, change it like they did for Marvel. They tweaked it and made it their own. But that's still that the archetype and the, or not the archetype, but the characteristic of that character of Thanos and of Iron Man, that's all still there in their core. And I just don't know if we'll see that. And again, it's sympathizing, making a villain sympathetic just kind of throws me off too. They did that with Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, you know, Darth Vader used to be, you know, I bet you if you did a listing of you know, the top villains, he used to be number one. You do one now, he's probably not going to be in the top 10.
Yeah, the prequels kind of ruined him for people.
Yeah, and again, you know, if you take that villain and you put a heart behind him, it changes what they represent. So,
exactly.
But again, I'm looking forward to it, and guys, we'll definitely do a review on that. Straight jackets up or straight jackets down, however we want to review it.
Yeah, I can't wait to review that movie. It's coming out, I guess, a couple weeks now.
Yeah, October, so. Yeah. Months. We got to wait. It's September 1st right now, so.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, very good. So yeah, and I guess next one. Which one did you want to do next? Well, let's go. We can go ahead and knock the Star Wars one out because we did a breakdown, so to speak, of it last episode, and pretty much the breakdown that we had read or that I had read, it read back to you guys. It was pretty much note for note, you know, that version of it. I was just kind of curious. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see. I know this one wasn't even really what they considered a true teaser trailer. This is what they considered a sizzle reel.
Yeah, like a behind the scenes type of look of what's going on.
What would say behind the scenes? There was wasn't, you know.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was just quiz.
I don't know.
Yeah. It was just sizzle reel. Where I do expect, and I think you and I were talking. Excuse me, guys. Hiccups now. What I was saying is you and I were talking about, we probably expected a Monday, one of the Monday night games, see a trailer like they seem to always do. Usually October, I think, is usually when they drop it.
Yeah, that's usually that's part of the course for them. So it'll be coming soon, a full trailer.
So what was your gut reaction at first watch?
I liked it. I like where they're going. It kind of reminds me, like, this should have been the sequel to Force Awakens.
Right.
Like, it has that JJ feel to it. A lot of homages to the old past. It looks like a wreckage in the Death Star. I mean, we're going to have a lightsaber fight, finally, again, since Force Awakens. You got the desert planet, you know, very reminiscent of Tatooine in the original trilogy. C-3PO with the red eyes kind of threw me off, but somebody told me, who's a follower of the comics of Star Wars, that actually there's a droid out there who's a the prototype droid, likes 3PO, but he's black and has red eyes, and he's like a killer. So,
well, if you ever read the Dr. Aphra, that is one of her. They have that in an evil version of R2, I think, is also on there. So
Darfur, something strange, but can't believe they called it Darfur. But anyway, I liked it. The whole Rey thing, dark side with the red lightsaber, interesting. There's tons of theories out there. Yeah. I've heard of the clone theory. I've heard like it's maybe a dream. I mean, there's like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Truth is, we're not going to find out until the movie actually comes out. So all that speculation, get ready. It's going to begin. We have like 115 days, I think, to the release of it. So just get ready. I mean, I want to see another trailer, but from what I saw from this little sizzle reel, I liked what I saw.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we'll get one. We'll definitely will. We'll probably get one more with actual dialogue, I think, next go around.
Yeah, there wasn't much of any dialogue in this one, except for the, you know, your journey has come to an end. That was the only thing you really heard. So,
yeah, just that one over voiceover. So hopefully, yeah, we'll see something. I had the same thing about, you know, the evil C-3PO. If you look at it, the one scene where you see them all kind of walking up together, you see that he still has the red eyes. So I'm wondering if it's just one of those things that, hey, something happened to his eyes and they just had red laying around. Some of the ones I think of what we saw is probably going to be one of those, like, hey, that's what was there. I don't know if he'll turn evil. I don't think we'll have the Sith Lord of 3PO walking around.
Yeah, I mean, and to be honest, they haven't really used like 3PO that much in this new trilogy at all. I mean, except for like he's just been like almost like a prop. Like, hey, look, I have a red arm.
Yeah.
Now in this one, there's like, hey, I have red eyes. I'm like, he's almost been like an afterthought.
That was one of my, I think my biggest, well, I guess you could say, complaint on Force Awakens was that R2 and C-3PO were afterthoughts. I understand they were trying to move on to newer and fresher things, but these are androids. They've been there since day one, or, you know, at least R2 has.
Yeah, so what are you going to do this one? Are you going to kill them? I mean, like, I just don't get it.
We have not seen R2 yet. You have to, people keep forgetting, we have yet to see R2 in any of these sizzle reels or that first teaser trailer we got. Zero R2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Force Awakens, he didn't show up to the end. And the last movie, he was basically, he turned on when he saw Luke, and that was it.
Yeah, he became Luke's Jiminy Cricket, really, is what R2 boiled down to in Last Jedi.
That was one of my favorite scenes. That was great.
Wow. That's R2, and really, when you think about it, that's always been R2. He's always been that conscious. He's got zero. I think they're beeping him for a reason because he's got zero F's really about it. But the rest of it, I'm not sure which one. I'm thinking more Dream for me, on my opinion of what we saw in Rey. I just think it's maybe more Dreamy. I've heard several things that a twin sister, that they were separated at birth and, or separated when they were younger. Because if you remember the ship when she left, or when the one flashback she always has of the ship that dropped her off of her parents leaving, that looks just like the same ship that was in the first trailer that was going into this, flying into this this rainy town. Mm-hmm. So, there's that thought that maybe, that they were separated and, she is another Jedi user, because there was talk. I don't believe it was ever mentioned in the movies. And I know some people are very, if it's not in the movies, it doesn't count. But in the novel world of Star Wars, and especially in the new canon, there was mention of Snoke having another apprentice.
Yeah, I've read about that. There's some kind of mention. Like, they never showed the apprentice, I don't think. They just mentioned him by name, or her by name. So, I don't know. Could be. I mean, we'll see. I mean, the whole thing with the clone theory kind of reminds me of a game called The Force Unleashed. One of my favorite games. And Starkiller, he was kind of like a clone. He had, like, the best sides of the Force. Like, he was... there was a couple clones of him. So, but maybe Rey could be reminiscent of something like that, of a Starkiller. I don't know. I
mean, yeah.
I just don't know what they're doing. I'm like, they are really throwing everything out there just to throw you off. I mean, it could be nothing. It could be a hallucination. So, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, they're part of the Disney world, and we've seen Disney do all sorts of dirty little tricks during their trailers to make you think one thing, and then it's a whole other thing. But, the Switchblade or the Swiss Army lightsaber that Rey had, I thought was the coolest. It was pretty badass.
That was cool. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be another toy to sell.
I think that'll be on somebody's wall soon.
I think somebody's wall. I don't know who.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I know I heard a couple of people upset that the whole flashback of Luke and the original trilogy. I heard of some people online going, well, why are they showing that? This is all about the new. And they're like, they're really trying to push there's a group of fans out there that are just like, they want to ignore what had happened in the past. And it just kind of throws me off. Cause I mean, this really is the end of the saga of all of them in this storyline, supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. It says that on the trailer.
I got that with the scissor reel, to show, hey, this is the end. We're saying goodbye to everybody here. And I thought that was good to show everything. Because there was also a lot of people out there that were like, well, they've sort of ignored, I think you even made a comment, that they've kind of ignored the prequels. They never really said anything.
They showed some stuff in a scissor reel.
They did. That's why I was making that comment.
Kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's why I made the comments. Like, some people, like I said, I thought it was you were one of the ones I was referring to. They kind of ignored the prequels altogether, other than the fact I think Luke's made a comment of, of knowing that who the Emperor was. I think they call him Sidious during the Last Jedi. So that was like one of the few times that they've referenced the prequels. So let's see. And I'm kind of happy that they are doing it, and hopefully it'll bring everything full circle. And I'm still happy. I'm still going to go. I was talking to you about it. It's like, they just needed to release one thing. Just put Star Wars and Rise of Skywalker, and I'm going. most of us are.
Yeah, that's all they need to do. Just put Star Wars, and guess what? I'll be there opening night.
Yeah. So it's funny. It's one of my former bosses. I we ran into each other, and there was a group of people around, and somebody's like, oh, what'd you think about that new Star Wars trailer? And they're like, what? Star Wars what?
Yeah, it's crazy that some people don't even know it's out there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A new Star Wars? Like, really?
Well, one of my, my current boss, her husband, I ran into him at one lunch last week, and he was just sitting there having lunch, and he's watching the trailer, and his jaw dropped. I've never seen anybody that... I've never seen my reaction to watching something for the first time, but I got to see his reaction when he saw Rey, you know, come out. And it was just like, it was the coolest thing. It was like, wow, okay. I was like, you didn't know that was out yet? He goes, I didn't know anything about this, so.
Yeah, that's pretty much been the consensus feel, is that Rey part. Everybody started just freaking out, like, what? And like they have a couple reactions online on YouTube, and they have these people who record, I guess it's trailer reactions, and I was watching those for the last couple nights, and it's pretty interesting how everybody just freaks out at the end, like, what? Like,
yeah.
So if they wanted an old wow moment to keep us talking, you know, they succeeded.
Very
and we'll
cool.
be talking about this yeah. for a while.
Yes, so. We will. Oh, yeah, this will be, this is show ammo for quite some time.
Oh, yes.
And hopefully... Hopefully we'll have a few people to jump in with us and do a quick little review with it as well the day of.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be happening soon.
Yeah, I think that somebody actually has off. Well, you are you going to take that day off, buddy?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I think you got time. Okay. You got plenty of time to schedule that.
Yeah, I do. I think I'm going to have to do that.
So, and so I guess next one would be, I guess we'll go... Go to the stick to the movie theme until we'll do TV last.
Okay.
I guess would be the
Terminator. Yeah.
Was it Dark Fate or?
Yeah, Terminator Dark Fate, which is a sequel to the T2.
Yeah.
According to Tim Miller. So ignore those other movies. Ignore Salvation. Ignore Jenny Smith. And so this is the actually not only Salvation and Jenny Smith. Ignore that. There was a third Terminator movie with a female. Was. The Terminatrix. So, ignore those three movies.
Yeah. Rise of the Machine, I think that one was.
Rise of the Machine,
Rise.
Horrible movie. I can't stand
it. Oh, yeah. I'm not really looking forward to this one.
No?
Not at all, really. I think the Terminators ran its course. I know we can say that about a lot of the franchises out there, the Predator movies, Alien movies, you know, they've all, but I think this one has really ran its course to the point where it's almost sort of like ignoring its own past, like, you know, because, you know, in today's woke universe and woke world, they talk about, you know, strong female characters. And it's like they're ignoring the one strong female character that everybody refers to, and they say that, you know, that the generation now is like, oh, they're, you know, we're finally getting strong, these strong female characters. We had Sarah Connor back in 82, 83?
84, I think it was 84. 84, was it?
So, yeah, I mean, she was a straight-up badass. And now we've got it to where she's, I mean, the scene, a few scenes I saw with, you know, with that they showed with her. I mean, yes, she's older and all, but it just, I don't know, it just kind of, taints what came before it.
I don't hate it, but I understand where you're coming from. You're like, you know, you're just kind of over it.
Yeah.
You know, you're over the Terminator stuff, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are over it. Like, the last movie I didn't think was horrible, but when your best actor's Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie, there's a problem. All right, no offense to Arnie, I love Arnie, but, you know, he should not be the best actor in a movie. He shouldn't. He should be there just because, hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm here, I'm a Terminator, you know, whatever. But if he's your, like I said, if he's your best actor, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
The trailer itself, I didn't think was awful, but I think if you have fatigue of the Terminator series itself, and I get it. I really do. I understand. But for what it is, I didn't totally hate it. I kind of wanted the Terminator series to go back to what it was, you know, the original and the second one. Where it was more like a sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah.
What this reminds me of, it's like more the same. It's like, okay, more big action, more explosions, more robots. All right, here we go again. Fine. You know, just, I wanted to get back to that kind of like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Almost like you're entrapped. You know, that first Terminator movie was like, it was one Terminator. He was on the run. he's trying to kill you, and it's just like that closeness. You have a feel that, that the camera motion was like up front on the actors, and you saw the terror in their eyes, and you see this Terminator. You can't kill him. He just keeps coming back. Even the second one had that with the T-1000. And this one is just like, okay, we have a super enhanced girl from the future. She's fighting another super Terminator. Whoa, he can split in half. Oh, my God. It's just like,
Yeah, I think it's the horror element that you're looking for. Like,
yeah, exactly.
The silent stalker. You, no matter what you do, that thing's going to keep coming until you go to the extreme. And that was what made Arnie great in that. It wasn't his what, 20 lines he may have had in the whole movie?
Maybe.
Probably less than that.
Less than that. Man.
Yeah.
You're being very kind by saying 20 lines.
I think I'll Be Back was it. Honestly, if I think about it, I'm trying to think back to the movie. I don't think he...
I would have to... That's a good one.
Because yeah. I think that would be all that... The only one I can think of.
I can't think
Terminator 2, I know he was like, you know, give me your jacket or something like that. But then he had, you know, more of a speaking role then.
Yeah, he had a big speaking role. He had a bigger speaking role. They let him talk in that movie, so.
Yeah, which was good at that point because he was no longer the stalking, the stalking serial killer, axe murderer.
Although, if you recall in the trailers for T2, we know that Arnie was the good guy in T2, but they never mentioned that he was a good guy.
Yeah, no.
Those trailers kind of threw you off because you thought maybe that the T-1000 might have been the good one.
Yeah, I think when I went to the that was my thought was, oh, okay, they've actually reprogrammed a Terminator to come back and do it, and mm-hmm. To try to protect him. But like I said, yeah, it's kind of it's like they're trying to retell the original plot of the Terminator series. It was John Connor, he's supposed to save it, blah blah blah, and. They're going back to kill him, but apparently now it's this young girl who's now supposed to be the savior, mm-hmm. and it's just this tokenization of that kind of that story. Instead of it being John, a male, they're like, okay, well, let's just make it a girl instead. And then of course you got the girl, the female Terminator that's helping out. Just again, it's overkill, I think, on the wokeness.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm gonna hold my judgment off because I do like Arnie and I do like Linda Hamilton coming back. So there is some positive things in this movie, as much as there is. So I'm gonna wait and see. I mean, like I said, am I looking forward to it? No, but I'm gonna give it a chance. I always like to give a movie a chance.
Oh
so.
No, I will. Give it a chance. I'm just not looking forward to it. I just, like I said, I think the fatigue of the Terminator movies has worn on me, and then the fatigue of the woke culture right now is like a double whammy for me. I was like, okay, I like too much on both. Go one way or the other.
Gotcha.
But I mean, and I am kind of curious. I want to know what Arnie is. It does. Is he a Terminator? Is he something else? Because I know in the trailer. She makes a comment. Sarah makes a comment. When we're done, I'm still going to kill you.
I think he is a Terminator.
You think he just
I think aged? He is. Yeah, I think he just aged because even though he's a Terminator, he can still age. I mean, it's underneath he doesn't age, but like the skin itself, over it, it does age. I mean, that's one thing that I learned from. I forgot what Terminator movie it was. I think it might have been. Was it Jenny Smith? Or I keep calling it Jenny Smith, but it's actually Terminator Genesis.
Genesis.
Genesis, yeah. I keep calling it
I know you do.
Smith,
I always laugh when you do that. It's like I'm going to let it go.
That's what it is. It's Jenny, Terminator Jenny Smith. That movie was terrible. But anyway, it really was. I mean, I just remember that post-credit scene. So terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to think about it. But anyway.
But no, I mean, like I said, I will give it a shot. I just, it's not going to be my rush out to go see, I'll catch it. I'll maybe wait to hear what I'm hearing from people before I actually go out and see it.
Go out and check it out. Yeah, I agree. So, but it's coming out. I think Thanksgiving. I believe.
Yeah, these are all.
Is the release date? So.
Yeah, these are all gearing up for our fall runs.
A lot of good fall movies coming out. So, but we'll check it out. I mean, I'm definitely going to check it out. Maybe not in the theaters. Maybe I'll have some other methods of watching it. But we'll see. I'm going to give it a shot, and hopefully, it's not awful. So, why don't we go to our last trailer, Mike? And I think this is a trailer that you and I both dig. even though the first season was kind of hit or miss, I did like the characters, and that was, we got the, finally, because we had a teaser, I think it was a couple weeks ago, we were getting the trailer for season 2 of Titans, which of course airs in the DC Universal Network, or whatever DC network that it is. We saw a lot of good stuff in that trailer. I liked everything I saw. Kind of reminds me of the old Titans cartoon from Cartoon Network. Not Titans Go, but the one before that. It has definitely that feel to it, but live action. Looks like they upgraded Starfire's look. She actually looks like Starfire now, which is good, instead of that horrible curly-haired wig and those freaking hooker boots that was horrible. We saw Deathstroke in the trailer. We saw Bruce Wayne look like Aqualad. We got a Ravager. And just good stuff. That's all I can. I mean, I'm looking. Looks like season 2 is going to be an upgrade from season 1.
Yeah, it definitely does. I'm looking forward to it. I only thing I would have to say overall, my only disappointment was Batman, which I know they're going to focus more on Bruce than Batman. That one I know I read 2 days ago that they said, yeah, no, it's definitely just going to be pretty much a Bruce Wayne character. I was looking forward to him because I liked him, that actor in
Game of Thrones.
I loved him in that, but I know it was only like a quick 10-second little blur, but it didn't feel like Batman,
He had one line which was kind of cool that he said to Dick, which was, he's like, if I had to do it all over again, I would do the same thing. And I was like, that's Batman.
Yeah.
That's definitely a Bruce Batman thing that he would say. Like, he has no regrets of whatever he does. So, I mean, I'm going to give it a chance. I mean, if you look at the episodes titles, they actually released those. And one of the episodes, I think episode 7 or 8, is called Bruce Wayne. So, you know, we're going to see. I mean, everything else I kind of dug. I actually liked this guy's Deathstroke. Looks like Deathstroke's going to be the main baddie for season 2. Even though they still have some stuff to do for season 1, like Trigon, hello. I mean, Hopefully they don't ignore him.
Well, they can't, because the episode 1 for that is Trigon. That's the name of the episode, so definitely not ignoring him. Trigon is the first episode, and then Rose is the second episode, is the title. So, yeah, they're definitely going to address that.
Yeah, well, we're gonna see. I mean, I guess they're gonna beat Trigon pretty fast from the way it looks, the trailer.
From what it seems like, yeah, because Raven had her crystal.
Yeah, it looks like he's gonna be a one and done, yeah. Which is kind of odd. I mean, you would think, you know, Trigon's pretty powerful, so him. Odd. So
I think what they're going to do is they're going to make him an ongoing one, battling, staying in the crystal.
Okay.
Because the battle has always been between Raven and Trigon in her mental world, or in their mystical world. There's always been that kind of battle back and forth. He'll get out, they'll have to fight. And I think that's really what he'll be like. Like, Deathstroke's going to be the main baddie, but I think Trigon's going to be a second layer where he'll always constantly be there. He'll be probably in her ear. You're weak. You can't do this. I think it's going to be more of a psychological battle with Trigon. Because that's kind of, when you think back, even to the Titans cartoon, you know, that was kind of their relationship. He was always there. He'd try to break out and do something, but then, you know, get back, you know, stuck back in there. I'm interested to see what they're doing. I know they're bringing in Mercy Graves, and she will be Lex Luthor. You know, Lex Luthor's, you know,
tongue twister.
Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm kind of curious, so are they going to bring in Alex, or are they just not going to, just going to bring Mercy in and just kind of do more second-level villains?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, could we see Lex show up? Could we see Superman show up? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the whole rights issues is for Titans. I mean, they're using Bruce Wayne, so, I mean, there has to be some stuff going on.
That's why I'm just wondering if we won't see them. I think if we're going to see them, we're going to see them as their alternate.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not going to see Batman, but we're going to see Bruce. We may not see Superman, but we may see Clark. You know, because they're going to eventually have to address that with Superboy coming in.
Yeah. Connor's coming in.
Are they going to stick? I mean, obviously it was Cadmus. Obviously, he was a clone of some sort, and very, very reminiscent to Young Justice, you know, with his introduction at the
It's kind of spot on. It was spot on from Young Justice.
That's like, when I saw that, I was like, "What are they doing? Young Justice live? Where are they? Where are they going here?"
I don't know.
So, are they going to stick to his origin story of being a clone of Superman and Lex? I mean, that may be where Mercy comes into play. That she's, like I said,
she's running Cadmus, maybe,
or she's the right hand man to Lex, and she's trying to manipulate Superboy. You know, hey, your other dad, hint, you know. So there's that, because there's also a recurring role for a Dr. Eve Watson. I don't have, I think she's just made for the series, is for, you know, she's one of the research scientists at Cadmus.
There's a lot of stuff they can do, definitely. I, like I said, the only thing that I'm kind of confused about with the network is, like, who do they get to use and not get to use? Because you're using Bruce.
Yeah.
You've hinted at Superman already. You've hinted at Diana already. So I'm just wondering, like, you know,
you're obviously going to hint at Aquaman.
Yeah, you've hinted at Aquaman. You've hinted at the Flash as well. So
actually, that
was Doom Patrol. They hinted at the Flash. So we'll see.
Definitely.
It's just one of those wait and see things with Titans. I mean, it looks like from what they're going, it's going to be. I don't know if they're going to call him Deathstroke or they're just going to call him Slade, which has always kind of confused me. Like, the Titans called him Slade. And when he was not in the Titans, he was called Deathstroke. I guess because the little kid's like, oh, is he a dead guy? I don't know. So
yeah. The wording for it is Slade Wilson / Deathstroke. So they're probably going to do that. I mean, because you have to realize, because you're going to have Ravager and Jericho in there.
Yeah, they haven't. So they didn't even show those guys yet.
Yeah, so you're probably going to see him. Well, we did see him in the Slade Deathstroke costume, but are we gonna see probably him as dad? You know,
yeah. Well, there's a great father for you right there.
Yeah. So good old dad. And then also don't forget they're also bringing in Dr. Light.
Yeah, Doctor. I think they showed Dr. Light in the trailer as well.
Did they? It might have been who I was looking at. Okay, but I was like, really, Dr. Light's kind of an odd throw in for this. I don't know if maybe he'll be working with Aqualad or working against Aqualad, because I know there was, you know, a little thing with him and Aquaman.
I don't know.
But he did have, you know, some issues with the Titans, you know, years ago in the comic books, but he was more of a, you know, more working with, you know, the Justice Gang or Suicide Squad or, you know, that kind of group. He was never one, you know, hero. You know, bad guy. Mm-hmm. He kind of hated everybody individually, or, you know, equally.
Pretty much. I just want to see what kind of narrative they're going to do this season on Titans, because like you said, like, the whole Trigon thing is hanging over, and I'm kind of like starting to agree with you that I think he's just going to be an overarching villain. Like, he's going to get trapped really fast, but his presence is still going to be there. So.
We will find out this Friday, actually.
Season 2, episode 1 will be airing this Friday. And
so make sure you guys subscribe to your DC Universe.
Speaking of Titans, before we, go. The season finale of Young Justice. We're going to launch into spoilers here. I did not like it. I didn't like it at all. I thought the whole story for the season was a big tease. I think this season for Young Justice was kind of a letdown for me. I mean, they had everything going the way I was like, okay, this is good. You have the metahuman trafficking.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, tongue twister. Sorry about that. That's one of those days. But you had the metahuman trafficking going along. You had these new metas coming in, the Justice League on the outskirts. They're still fighting the light, not fighting the light. You hinted at the end of season 2, Darkseid. I'm like, okay, finally. You're hinting at Darkseid. Then you hint at Granny Goodness. Like, okay, we have the new gods. Okay, you had the Furies. I'm like, okay, we're here. And what happened? We don't get Darkseid. We get Granny Goodness with the anti-life equation, basically submitting some metahuman method called Violet, using the anti-life equation, not Darkseid. I just felt, for me, it was a big letdown. I did not like the way that the season finale ended, especially with Geostorm, who you built up for this whole season as being this, you know, whiny little rich kid who becomes a metahuman. Then eventually he learns that it's not going to be a rich kid. He becomes more of a team player down the road. Then he eventually has a girlfriend. And then you're thinking, okay, cool. This is actually a pretty good character. But then all of a sudden, on a dime, he switches. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, so you built this character up just so he could change back to what he originally was going to be? I was kind of dumbfounded by it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. And I agree with you. I think it should have ended Into the Breach.
Yeah.
That one. The last two episodes did not need to happen. We didn't need to see him change back. We didn't need to see Creature. Is it Creature? Is that pronouncing it right?
Yeah,
we didn't need to see him going to the new to that city, Germanium City or whatever it was called.
Germanium City, yeah,
yeah, I forgot. Where all the Genomorphs are. We didn't need that much of a backstory, you know. Let him show, you know, let him know that you know, I'm staying, Forger's staying.
Yeah, that's it.
And then and then also, you know, the whole thing with the Artemis. Mm-hmm. Her you know, getting over losing, you know, the Flash. And I just, yeah. It was like, there was way too much touchy-feely stuff at the very end. Like,
yeah,
we've killed off our big baddie. Awesome. Great job. End. That's where you end.
Where you could have ended, literally? I mean, the ending scene is they're in this diner. I guess they're celebrating Connor and Miss Martian getting married or something. And they ended, the last frame you saw was somebody with the Legion ring.
Yeah.
You should have just ended. I was like, okay, I know where I'm going next season. Cool. End it like that. But don't have all this unnecessary stuff. Like,
The
whole thing where Granny Goodness goes back to Apocalypse. And of course, Darkseid is pissed. But where was Darkseid this whole season? His whole arc in the comics is he wants to find the anti-life equation. That is the only thing he lives for. And to not have him included in that was just a little like, why Granny? Where's Darkseid?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
I kind of felt the same thing, yeah, because the very last scene we saw in season two was Darkseid, you know, standing, you know, looking, you know, over the galaxy. Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, I was glad that you brought in Granny. We don't get to see her that much, but don't make her the big baddie through the whole season. Make her a lieutenant. You know, might make a Deicide, you know, another lieutenant.
I was just gonna say Deicide. Just
something.
Calibac. Yeah. Anybody.
Just have more of them, and then. Yeah, like I said, yeah, I can definitely agree with you on that one. Yeah, they teased us on that, and then it's like I feel like I'm okay. Well, that's how you ended last season. Are we gonna get it next season or no?
Yeah, like, when is he coming? Like, you basically did a repeat almost of season two, which I think season two is far superior than season three. I mean, to me, the ending is just, like, what bothered me. I mean, I like that you built up the Outsiders. I like all the new characters, like Cyborg came in. I like Beast Boy. Like I said, I like Geostorm until that weird heel turn ending that he had.
Yeah, that was very
odd. That was just so strange. But overall, I mean, I like that. I did not like Black Lightning being the leader of the Justice League. I think, I mean, why are you going to reward a whiny person like him? Why? The whole season he's been whining and whining and whining. I quit the Justice League. Oh, that's not the way things should be done. How come he didn't tell me? To me, he's just been a little girl the whole season. And then you're like, you know what? He's right. Let's just make him the leader of the Justice League. What?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? That was another thing that was like another head scratcher. I mean, Nightwing should be the leader of the Justice League. Just because, like, his methods were different? I mean, come on. I don't know. Just confusion. That's just me going on a little rant about Young Justice Season 3, so.
Well, yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, I think it should have ended I know they had to wrap up the whole, you know, everybody, you know, making up and stuff like that. And then I honestly think that's kind of what it was. It's like, okay, crap. We never did wrap up, you know, Connor and Megan's thing, and then there was like a couple of like loose ends. When they finally finished the story, they're like, crap, man, we still have to wrap things up. Well, let's write two more episodes, and we'll turn somebody bad. And it just was very odd.
It was, those last two episodes, like, was it 26 in total they had this season?
Yeah.
Okay, totally unnecessary. I agree with you 1,000%. It should have ended in the void, like all that. Okay, boom, you're done.
Well, I think with what's-his-face, what's the guy? Geostorm. Yeah, I think that's another hint of things to come, because that character that is basically it's a rehash of what they did in Lord of the Rings, where, you know, the king, you know, of Gondor was being, you know, seduced and mentally, you know, changed by his assistant. Is basically what happened to Geoforce. Because that's what he's being, you know, manipulated by the psychic that's standing right next to him, thinking everything's good. And that one actually becomes one of the New Light. Was it a Babaoil or something like that?
Babaoil. I can't believe the light are still around.
Yeah, that was another one. Although I will have to say the way it ended with, like you said, the Legion Ring was great. And then, of course, the cherry on top, the very last thing you see is Lobo. I mean,
that was great.
He comes back, and the fact that they show that his little miniature clone of himself, you know, because most people don't realize, you know, Lobo regenerates himself by just a splash of blood. He can clone himself, mm-hmm. And I thought that was great to, you know, it was a kind of a throwback to bring him back that way, and, you know, to have the main man back, which you gotta love the main man.
I love the main man. It kind of pisses me off that they're not going forward with that series on Sci-Fi. I was really looking forward to it because I felt his, you know, adaptation on Krypton was just spot on. Yeah. Love the actor who played him. I was like, oh, finally, we're going to get like a Lobo. But they're like, no. But, you know, it'll eventually come around again, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Like I said, the last thing I'd read that he was still kind of doing his own, he was still putting it out there because it wasn't signed to Sci-Fi, so he can still get out there and shop around and do some things with that. So hopefully looking into that.
We shall see, sir. Yes, we shall see. So that's my little rant on Young Justice.
Very good. Yes.
Overall, it was a good season. I just, you know, to me, they dropped the ball at the ending. That's my only issue with Young Justice. So, well, still a great show. Watch it.
Oh yeah, definitely, guys. Yeah, it's one of the better ones that it's been. You know, that for the animated side of it, you know, it's one of the better ones. The showrunners are all. Great. I mean, if anybody was ever a fan of the Gargoyles, one of the showrunners, Greg Weisman, he was on that.
Yes, he was. One of my favorite shows. I hope he comes back. That's a show they should redo is Gargoyles.
I'm just hoping they just release the show on DC or DC. Damn it, I did it again. Disney Plus. Hopefully, we'll get to see that.
Maybe they'll redo it. I hope.
Could redo it. I'd be even happy just to see them again, you know?
It was such an underrated series. It's just like, it was, like, I just remember coming home from, I forgot what age it came out, but I remember when I came home, it was always on. It had a little dark tone to it, which I always kind of dug.
Yeah, especially for Disney, it was kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, and it had like these really good voice actors on there. I know Jonathan Frakes, he played the billionaire guy, and then Marina Sirtis, another Star Trek Generation alum, she played one of the female gargoyles. And Keith David, one of my favorite voice actors, he voiced Spawn. He was on there, too. Oh, yeah. I think he played Goliath. He was one of the main ones. So, and I always dug how the gargoyles' names were all based on streets or cities in New York City, which is kind of cool.
You even had a Frank Welker. I mean,
that's right. Yeah,
yeah, he did Bronx. So... yeah, there was a lot. It was a very big Star Trek connection on that show.
Very big. It's hard to believe that was a Disney show. That's why it still throws me off.
Yeah, because that's when I think Disney was just trying something different. It was a little bit darker, a little bit more adult-oriented. It was 94, by the way, that came out.
Yep.
So it was you know, definitely something a lot different than what you're used to from Disney, but I think they were trying to find their own footing in the... In the new and changing world back in the 90s. And it really only ran for 3 seasons. I mean, that just blows me.
That's shocking, isn't it? I thought it ran longer than that.
A total of 78 half-hour episodes. So, yeah, that's...
It's a pretty good chunk.
Yeah, so almost hopefully, 100. Crossing my fingers, hopefully they'll do something on Disney Plus if they don't, you know, release it, you know, at least re-release the old one so that we can get it. Because I think what they're going to be doing is they're going to do the, I think they're still going to be like kind of the Netflix part of it, is where you can still go and download, you know, mm-hmm. you know, watch whatever you want. So.
Well, yeah, that's a series that's just ripe and ready to be remade. So I just hope they can hear us out there in the ether.
Sorry, as we're talking about Gargoyles, I kind of did a once over, and I shows here in July 2011, David Elliott and Paul Lovett of G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra were hired to pen a film adaptation of Gargoyles. In June 2018, Jordan Peele pitched his own film version of this to Disney. Now that
would be sick. You throw in like his tendencies from Get Out and even Us, and you throw in a Gargoyles movie. Oh, sign me up!
Yeah, that right there. If they can, Disney, if you're listening, just, you know, we're down the street. I know we're all neighbors and we're cool. You know, we like you.
Yeah,
make that happen, please. That would just be ridiculous.
Just you know, Alan, and you know, just make that happen. Just sign him.
You still got Keith David around. He can still do the voice.
He can still do the voice. Yep, he's still up and at him. You know, Marina Sirtis still can do the voice as well. You got Frakes out there. Hey, have Frakes, you know, direct a couple frames. I don't know. Make it a series on Disney Plus if you don't want to make it.
But now Jordan Peele be involved. I think that would be.
But Jordan Peele's so good. Oh wow, I forgot about that. Wow.
I never even heard. I just happened to pop over to the Gargoyle page and I'm like, oh my goodness, look at the Jordan, man. I would definitely be all up for. All right. So, folks, I guess that's going to be it for us this week. It's a little bit shorter episode. Like I said, yeah, it wasn't much on news. We had a show planned. We're going to bump it until next week, just because we have, nobody knows. If nobody's looked under a rock or picked up a TV, we've been having here in Florida, we've been, you know, prepping for Dorian, which apparently is just going to brush by, as it looks like. So
looks like we're going to get a lot of rain.
Just a lot of rain and wind. So basically a typical afternoon here in the lovely Sunshine State. But we did have a show planned, and then because of all that, we're gonna bump it to next week. So next week, and actually I think this is kind of humorous and funny and poignant at the same time. Next week we will be doing comic books you must read before you die. In honor of that, that will also be the show for my 1-year anniversary of surviving my heart attack. So I feel when I thought about pumping the show back, I was like, you know, that makes even more sense, because that'll be I didn't die. So let's talk.
You didn't about die. Comic, you're still
let's
here.
Talk about comic books that you should read before you die.
Yes.
So definitely, if you guys have any suggestions on any of those, I know Kane and I are going to put our own list together, but check it out on Facebook, post on Facebook, you know, so any ideas you guys have for maybe comic books that, you know, you should read. I mean, we're going to cover our own, but again, love to hear what you guys might have, and that's the best place to do it, or hit us up on the Twitter, like we always suggest. But if you guys can't find us, heroesasylum.com is where you're going to find everything Heroes Asylum related. And Kane, what's the addresses to the other sites?
Well, sir, it is Twitter, and Twitter is at the Heroes Asylum, and Instagram is at the Heroes Asylum. Check us out there. And as Mike has said, the Facebook page is our main area of contact. We love the input. We love the comments. Actually, we got a couple of new followers the other day, especially a friend of mine who has just recently become a new follower. She likes our stuff and thinks we're pretty rad. She had some opinions about one of our old shows. So she wrote a comment there. It was kind of interesting. But, you know, she's on there right now. Just give us a shout out there. And, you know, as always, I say every week, get to the asylum.
All right, folks. You have a good week. And stay dry, goddammit.
See you soon.